Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Shifting gears into another conversation, and this time around, looking at collaborative efforts that are being developed to help South Africans own their homes, or alternatively, build property. Cashbuild, together with Capitec Bank and the National Housing Finance Corporation, are teaming up to introduce what they call Zakheli Khaya, a project designed to enhance investment in the affordable housing market. To tell us more about this now, we're joined by the Divisional Director at Cashbuild, that's Mimi Masala, to unpack this conversation for us further. Mimi, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Kuku, for having us, and hello and good evening to your listeners.
Great to touch base with you, and excited to hear more about this one, Zakheli Khaya. As the name suggests, it's actually building yourself a home, an initiative that as you are leading with different partners. Help us understand and contextualize, number one, where this partnership stems from and the objective and outcome you're looking to achieve.
Gugu, you know, this actually originated even, you know, before COVID. And when I initially made the recommendation, to the board, the Cashbuild board, I was actually busy trying to find and a funding solution for our small builders that come in to make purchases. And then that's when I came across the National Housing Funding Corporation. And then I got to learn about many other products that they offer, one of which it was a subsidy, you know, for people that are earning between 3,501 per month and 22,000. And then I began to explore it because at the time we had partnerships with other banks in within the Cashbuild stores that were offering loans to customers to purchase building materials. So that was somewhat unsuitable. So this is how this whole venture was actually born. And being a property investor myself, I understand the nuances of trying, to acquire a property, buy land, and then finding a qualified builder to help you and assist you in the process. So I then thought of an idea. What would happen if, say, for example, we help our customers and we make building plans available for them and then collaborate with the National Housing Funding Corporation's subsidy program? And if there is a shortfall, then collaborate with our banking partners and put all of these funds together and create a package for a customer towards, building the home. So essentially, this is actually where it started. And we are really, really excited to eventually see this eventually being launched in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that there are lots of nuances that you had to look at in this deal. Cashbuild, you come as a business that typically provides the hardware that's required to build these structures. Capitec, obviously a financier. And of course, in terms of working with the NHFC, you looking to capitalize perhaps on the registrar, the legalities and the regulations around providing some support to first-time property buyers. Help us contextualize some of the, I guess, legalities that you had to navigate here in order to make sure that this package does tick all the boxes for consumers.
So, Gugu, initially, in its inception, First Home Finance used to be referred to as FLISP, the Finance Linked Individual Subsidy Program. Mm-hmm. And it was targeted actually at people that qualify for mortgage homes. And unfortunately, under those circumstances, the majority, we only have really 1.6 million registered bonds in this country. So essentially that really leaves out the bulk of the people that would qualify. So they had to go back and amend, this process to now allow even for unsecured lending into this space. And so that really opened up an avenue for us to be able to assist our customers in this, in this environment. Essentially, what we are doing really is just facilitating the process on behalf of customers. Mm-hmm. So customers can actually come in and walk into any Cashbuild branch and be pre-qualified. So for the subsidy, at the same time, we are able to send a lead to our banking partner, Capitec, and then put the two funds together. The funds are consolidated and then the customer is able to come into a store and basically start the building process. So from a legality standpoint, we are really, really, on point. We made sure in negotiations and even with the signature of the MOU with the NHFC to make sure that, really they stick, they are in line, with our policy.
Got you. I can imagine that obviously post the pandemic, you've also been able to witness the ebbs and flows quite literally in the market regarding demand for projects extensions within homes and where consumers are in terms of their pockets and financial wealth or health rather. What nuances have you seen there? And of course, the implications of higher interest rates. What influence has that played on our affordability as consumers?
So the manner in which we looked at it, obviously, is things have changed since the pandemic. And during the pandemic, we did see an upsurge where a lot of customers are working at home and they're looking at refurbishing, the working area at home. That has sort of like tempered down. But what is happening now, things are really going back to normality where people are looking towards the building of their own home. And we specifically say that, I know my CEO, Mr. Werner Diache, likes to say that we don't provide roofs over people's heads. We're actually helping people build homes. And there's a stark difference in that. We pride ourselves with our quality building materials. And that's really where we stand from a cash flow perspective. And that's really what we compete on. And now our lending partner, on the other hand, Capitec, developed a product called a purpose loan. Now, because particularly our target market do not qualify for bonds, this purpose loan that has been designed specifically for home improvement really speaks to that market. And that's why the uptake has been very, 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 very positive. We understand that this particular lending partner really understands their market and are really, really passionate, about their customers. So incidentally, we seem to somehow be located in similar areas where the National Housing Funding Corporation is targeting, the distribution of these subsidies, which is township and rural areas. This is really where the demand really, really, really lies. And the product is definitely affordable. The manner in which I look at it, unlike going and making a purchase of a house at a development, the customer is essentially building a house at cost. So there are no intermediaries. You come into a cash build, you buy your building materials, and by virtue of the amount that you'll be spending, automatically you fall into our VIC category, which is like our loyalty program, therefore giving you even reduced rates for the building materials. So it is effectively a really, really win-win. And over and above that, we have a database of our VICs, our regular customers, which are mostly small builders, that we also refer to our customers, to help them build, their homes.
Got you. And you're quite right. That's the sweet spot for all three of your organizations is that you're really speaking to the same customer segment, right? In terms of the income bracket, affordability, and their participation in your respective sector. And VIC, again, standing for that very important customer as part of your loyalty card. Talk us through the qualifying segments, because I can imagine many of our listeners might be intrigued. This might pique their interest. They might want to take advantage of it. But help us understand what the quote-unquote qualifying criteria would be here.
So the main qualifying criteria, as the name suggests, first home finance, it really implies that it is the first time you're actually owning a home or intend owning a home. Therefore, your name is not on the deeds registry. And you must earn between 3,501 rand per month. That is then kept at 22,000. So that is the qualifying criteria for the NHFC. And then definitely you must be employed and you must also be a South African citizen. That's a very important thing. Now, Gugu, what has been interesting throughout this process is that even the word subsidy itself seems to create some type of confusion in the marketplace. We speak to some of our employees and a lot of them are saying, well, I don't have money. I don't need a loan. I cannot pay it back. In fact, the subsidy implies it's actually a housing grant. Mm. So many a times you are now communicating to our customer base and saying this is actually a grant. And, chances are that you've got a domestic helper that probably qualifies. And it really would not harm to obviously point them to the right direction so that they themselves, eventually own a home.
Mm. And what I'm learning from this is that, as you describe, it's number one, a heightened level of just financial education and understanding the terminology and what that opportunity presents to you. But I also see on your website here that you even provide housing plans with various sizes, right? 40 square meters right up to 110 square meters. Is this also part of the initiative? And is this restricted to certain locations and suburbs, I guess, in terms of where they can build?
So where the building plans actually come in, so we also in the process right now of collaborating with the local municipality. So a customer is able to come into the cash build and have a look at the catalog. And based on the affordability, based from a grant perspective, as well as if there is a shortfall, what will they qualify for from a Capitec perspective? They will then make the choice of what house will best suit them. Mm-hmm. And they're able to acquire those plans. We refer them to their, you know, to the local architect, who then make the necessary adjustments and submit on their behalf at the local council. So just that process alone in itself is quite tedious. So what we are doing, collaborating with the local councils, is to ease the entire value chain of this process. And we've done so with our very first customer, Mr. Njabulo Ndlela, in the Midvale municipality. And we've actually just broken ground, and construction of his house actually, you know, commences. And sorry, Gugu, I may have missed the last part of your question.
I was asking if they are restricted to certain areas within the local municipality.
No, there is no restriction. As long as you've got the legal title of the property where you intend to build. So in the rural areas, for example, permission to occupy really, really works well. And this is where we've actually been seeing quite an explosion and a takeoff of this particular product. In urban areas, a little bit of a challenge where property prices are slightly elevated. So, but for me, what that speaks to is an opportunity, particularly from a developer standpoint, to make service land, you know, available in the urban areas. But also what we are also beginning to see now, people that actually left the rural areas to come and earn money in suburban areas, they think, oh, no, I've got land now at home. I'm going back home to build, you know, to build my home. So and these are some of the behaviors that we are beginning to see.
Masal, Mimi, I can tell that there's one thing so passionate about how you're sharing this messaging with us, is the fact that you really are finding joy in transforming the lives of ordinary South Africans. And it's so refreshing to hear, especially from a corporate. But I also understand your background has been within entrepreneurship and consulting and helping to build brands before stepping into your role at Cashbuild just over 8 years ago. And I'm keen for us to personalize this, right? Because so often, you know, I always vouch for capital, but it's a beautiful thing when capital also has a conscience. And this is quite critical for us to share. So I'm keen for us, perhaps as you know, share your closing remarks, to highlight why this remains important, not only for Cashbuild as a business, but more so for the kind of society that we live in South Africa.
You know, Gugu, what has actually been interesting, particularly in the past week, ever since obviously we made this announcement, you know, there's a lot of interest in the marketplace from people wanting to partner with us. Mm. And for me, let's just take it back slightly to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, food and shelter. Mm-hmm. You know, enabling people to have homes, it is such an integral part of our, you know, of our journey, of our lives in the South, particularly in South Africa at this moment. Do you know, today I received a call from one of my colleagues, domestic workers. She was even crying. She was even crying. This is an opportunity, or her right, something that has been there for such a long time, and yet she did not know. So it is also really, really important. Yes, you know, we're always asking, what can the government do for us? But what can we do for society also? So just as I said, that this has been in the making for quite some time. There's been real rocks on the road, but you know what? We overcame. And I think the partnership that we have right now in order to roll out housing, especially with such a huge backlog of housing in this country, it is just so apt, just at the right time. So I have a lot of passion for it. And because I do not understand, I do understand the hoops that people have to go through in order to own a home.
The passion is tangible, Mimi, and it's appreciated, especially in the kind of society that we live in, where our Gini coefficient is really quite high and one of the highest in the world. And just having some kind of form of structure is really critical. And refreshing to understand that there are policies, there are processes and subsidies that can work in our favor as consumers, including initiatives from private sector companies like yourself. Thank you again for your time this evening, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Gugu. Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you. That is Mimi Masala, who's Divisional Director of Operations at Cashbuild, telling us more about the Zakheli Khaya initiative. As you've heard, a collaborative effort that's taken place between Capitec as well as Cashbuild, and now, of course, making use of a grant and subsidy that the government does provide for first-time home buyers through the National Housing Finance Corporation. There are limitations and restrictions, though. You do need to be someone who does not already own a property, a first-time home buyer, and typically earning between 3,500 rand, capped at 22,000 rand per month. Of course, this does aim to ensure that you find a viable and financially flexible way to actually ensure that you're able to purchase a property, or rather build one from scratch. Interesting initiative. Let us know if you are someone who has participated in this or keen to do so. Perhaps your experience that you've had so far, given that this has recently launched.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.